Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. For practically as long as there have been buses in Milwaukee, bus riders have been able to use paper tickets and paper transfers to get where they want to go. But that'll change by the end of this year.
The Milwaukee County Transit System says after February, it will no longer sell paper tickets or offer paper transfers. People who still have the paper tickets can use them through the end of the year, however.
The idea is to get all MCTS riders, at least the ones not paying in cash, to use the electronic M-card system. Brendan Conway is the spokesman for the transit system, and he's with us in the studio. Nice to see you. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mitch.
So when MCTS says it is transitioning away from paper, spell out what that means. What's going away and what is in place to replace it?
All paper passes, all paper tickets, and also paper transfers will all be going away beginning February 29th. We've had the M-card, which is our electronic smart card, since about October 2014, came as part of a new fare box system, which is took a couple years to get into place. The adoption of that has been great. Lots and lots of people have embraced it. It's easy to use. It's easy to add money. It's easy to track how much money you have left. And as a lot of other systems across the country have done years ago or in the process of doing, we're moving away from paper. It's more environmentally friendly. Drivers like it better. They don't have to touch things. It's just easier and all, and also can just reduce some of our costs from having to print that paper. So it's really a win-win for a lot of people. It adds more value, and we're trying to make it easy for people. We're telling people that on Leap Day, February 29th, MCTS is going paperless. We're leaping into a new era, and we really think that's what it is.
It's going paperless, but if I understand correctly, people who still have some of these paper products can use them through the end of the year, right?
If you have individual paper tickets, you will be able to use those through all of 2016, but you will no longer be able to buy. We do sell currently paper, monthly paper passes and weekly paper tickets. Still to come, we'll be announcing some special, the last month we'll have special paper weekly passes for those final 4 weeks, which we think people will like, and they're going to be a bit of a collector's item. But yeah, beginning February 29th, you won't even be able to buy them. And we also encourage people, if you have a bunch of paper tickets, some people just for some reason do have a lot of paper tickets, if you bring them into our offices, we will actually take the value of those, we'll put them on an M card, and we'll give you the M card for free. Normally, the M card costs $2, so we'll give you that for free, and you have that money. So you're not going to lose any value. And you know what? Right now, if you lose a paper ticket, well, it's lost. You can't do anything about it, much like if you lose a dollar bill. If you lose your M card and you know what your security number is, or your serial number, rather, we can take whatever you lost, and we can transfer it on a new card for you. You can't do that with paper.
Now, you said a lot of people have adopted the M cards. Do you have a sense for what percentage of riders on MCTS buses are using the M cards versus using traditional cash or paper tickets?
We do. We do have done... Going back to the mid-90s, we do studies twice a year where we talk to our riders. And in the most recent one was done in October. About 23 to 25% of our riders now say they use the M-card. That's after just 1 year in service. And we expect that probably if you were to poll those people again, it would be even higher, as opposed to the paper passes, which have reduced drastically. Now we know only about 18% of our riders use either paper, single paper tickets or weekly or monthly paper passes. Cash is still a pretty high bar. About 35% of our riders still use cash. And so I think that's going to be where we really need to do a lot of education, is letting them know, you know, right now you pay your $225, you get on, we give you a paper transfer, it's good for between 60 and 80 minutes. That's going to go away on February 29th. You'll need to have an M card. It can be a blank M card. It doesn't need to have value, but you're going to have to pay, put their cash in the fare box, and then you touch that M card, and it encodes automatically a 90-minute transfer, which is actually a great deal. Plus, by the way, if you use your M card as opposed to cash, you save 50 cents per ride. So it pays for itself pretty quickly.
You, at the same time, do not necessarily need an M card if you are simply riding here to there using cash and getting off at the end of the ride.
Correct. If you think you're just going point A to point B and you're not going to need a transfer, you won't be on in the next 90 minutes, yeah, pay $225. We're happy to still take your money. But I even think for people who ride just occasionally, get an M card, put $10 on it. You can use it. It only takes $1.75 off every time you ride. It really is, fits in your wallet. It's just the size of a credit card.
Have there been, I remember when the M cards were rolled out, there were some questions. There were maybe a couple of glitches right off the bat. Where do things stand as far as the reliability of the M card today?
Yeah, with any new technology, there were some issues at first, and we appreciate everyone's patience for it, but we don't have any day-to-day problems at all. Much like in the same way, maybe a bus could break down, which also is extremely rare. We might have an issue with the fare box, but nothing that's ever stopped service, no major thing. We have our M card online, which allows you to just like you do your banking. You could add money, check how much value is on there, add passes on M-Card Online. That's still in beta, so that's still, we're still working on some kinks there, but you can get an M-Card at about 100 locations across the county or use M-Card Online. And so we think it's a good way and a great way to be able to ride.
Is there a risk of running entirely on electronics if you have a situation where a database goes down someplace? Are you susceptible to problems if transfers don't work and you don't have paper tickets to rely on?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, I think what you'll see is, again, we're not the first ones to do this. A lot of places have it. The system we're on is a system that is used in Pittsburgh, Boston, a lot of very large cities. So there's lots of redundancies, much like you have your bank online has redundancies. We have those same type of redundancies. And if for some reason the fare boxes were down, we wouldn't stop running. We would take a hit in how much fare revenue we collected that day. But the buses don't need the fare boxes to work in order to run. That's still the engine and the driver behind it.
Talk about the health of the fleet at this point. I know new buses rolled out, so to speak, in just the last few months.
Yes.
What's the average age of the buses that's out there now? And are you looking at are there concerns about the health of the buses that are on the road?
Yeah, we actually have probably one of the newer fleets we've ever had. In the late 2000s, there was some stimulus money. We were able to buy about 100 new buses then. And then since 2012, we've added almost 200 new buses to the fleet. So the majority of our fleet is actually brand new. The FTA recommends you replace buses every 12 years. We're way ahead of that schedule. The current county leadership, which we appreciate, has seen fit to replace buses at about 30 every year, which is normal. So that's great. And these buses are not cheap, by the way. They cost about $460,000 each. So we're expected to get 30 new ones. The funding's there for 2016. If people who haven't ridden in a while, if they get on, and we hear this all the time, wow, this isn't what I'm used to. This is a cleaner bus. This is a faster bus. It's more efficient. And I think you see that if you ride.
How closely is MCTS involved in the look at bus rapid transit as a potential future part of the transit portfolio, if you will?
Yeah, and it's an exciting future. MCTS, Milwaukee County, the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation, SORPAC, and to an extent, the city of Milwaukee and the city of Wauwatosa, because those are the two cities they would likely go to, have been doing a look for a while at it and are starting to ramp it up a little bit more. There's some consultant who will be coming in the next few months, still to be determined who that is, to help with figuring out the best route, federal funding issue. But if that can get up and running in the coming years, that's going to be just another great addition to help people move people from two job centers, which is what we're looking at. Downtown Milwaukee and the Wauwatosa Regional Medical Center is where people are. That's where jobs are. And if we can connect those in an even quicker way, not via car, but via this bus rapid transit that can get you there as fast or even faster than a car, we think it's going to really be a popular thing.
There have long been some question marks about the stability of funding for transit in Milwaukee and elsewhere in the state of Wisconsin. How stable are things? And on a potentially positive note, how is the reduction in the cost of oil in the recent 6 months or year impacted MCTS's bottom line?
Well, answer that first part. It's interesting. Yes, gas is lower for us. It's cheaper for us to buy diesel fuel, which is great. But also, and this is a national trend, as gas prices go down, people don't take the buses often. So it affects our ridership, affects our fare revenue there. So it's almost kind of a wash. But of course, we think as we can encourage people to try it out, maybe they'll say, who cares if gas at $1.77, which it is by my house, we're still going to get on. As far as long term, right now we have county leadership from the county executive to the county board who agree very strongly that transit matters in Milwaukee County. And I think that is great. And so, in the short term, we have, our funding is strong. We're going to have some issues in the coming years, and this came up a bunch during our contract discussions over the summer, but there's a lot of leaders throughout the county and even throughout the state who believe in transit. So I think we'll be okay. We're very optimistic at Milwaukee County Transit.
Are there plans? I remember not long ago, obviously, express bus routes went into play. There have been some new routes added. What is the future of the route map look like for MCTS?
We are always looking at the best way to serve whoever it is. Yes, we've added in a number of express routes over the last few years, which have been very popular. They save some time. We also have kept in some of those important routes that stop more often because people need to get where they're going or certain populations want to stop more often. I think the next big thing coming online will be bus rapid transit in the coming years, BRT, if that happens. That would be the next large thing. Also, as the downtown transit center goes away, which could likely happen within this year, 2016, that could also offer some opportunities for some minor route changes. But we're always looking at things. We change our routes, usually very minor changes, four times a year. Sometimes it's based around school schedules, detours, you know, construction. So we're always looking at ways to make it more efficient. And that's really one of those things that, getting back to this discussion about paperless, as we have this MCARD data, we don't know who you are who's riding, but we know where you're getting on. And that's important. We can suddenly say, wow, this route has more riders than we knew because this is all electronic. You can't track paper that easily. You can't track paper passes, but you can certainly track electronic smart cards. So there's going to be a wealth of information in the coming years that will help us be even more efficient with our routes.
Brendan Conway, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brendan Conway is spokesman for the Milwaukee County Transit System. There's more about the system's transition away from paper tickets at WUWM.com.
The wipers on the bus go swish, 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 swish. The wipers on the bus go swish, 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 all through the town. Oh.